Office Talks, der Revenue Management Podcast. And we're back live at Werner Becker Office Hours, the Revenue Management Podcast. So today we are looking at the intersection of the hotel industry with the airline industry. I think the airline industry is something or is an industry where we can learn a lot from. And I think also both sectors, they have some similarities. And based on that, we were looking into something that is interesting enough to talk about in terms of how we can combine basically finding business from airline industries for the hotel industry and see if there are any companies out there. And when I was researching for that, and obviously out of the network I have, I came across Svenja Büsching, who's our guest today. And Svenja is working at Groovy. Well, basically, she co-founded Groovy. And Svenja, you can tell us in a second a bit more about that. But Groovy is basically, kind of positioned at the intersection between the airline and the hotel industry. And I think it's a very cool concept they put up there. And Svenja is giving us some more insight into that in a moment. But before we do that, Svenja, a warm welcome from my side to the podcast. Where do we find you today? Podcast recording.
Well, thank you very much. So you find me close to Frankfurt, actually, in your beautiful town of Bad Soden am Taunus.
Oh, nice. Amazing. Svenja, would you mind introducing yourself a bit and tell us where you come from and how your career has progressed so far? And then obviously we're moving over to talk about Groovy.
Sure, with great pleasure. I mean, first of all, thank you very much for having me. It's an honor to be here today and talk about Groovy. So a little bit about myself. I've been in the hotel industry for more than 20 years by now. In the past, I've worked for two small family-owned hotel groups. Maybe some people know them. It's Seaside Hotels and Fleming's Hotels. Mm-hmm. And the majority of my working career, I've actually spent with Hilton Hotels. That was almost 18 years in different roles. I've always been in commercial roles, so a little bit about, you know, revenue management distribution, but for the majority, really sales roles, because that is where my passion is. And in my last time with Hilton, I was responsible for all the global sales offices in Central, Northern and Eastern Europe. So basically, we were covering 24 different feeder countries to fill the Hilton hotels around the world. And with, you know, basically a new hotel every day, you need to find new partners constantly. You need to find new opportunities. Yeah. And that's a bit where the airline piece came in. You know, this is a bit where I can, you know, build the bridge, how it all started.
Because
the airline segment, it is a bit of a niche segment. But in that role, we were really able to develop the segment, make it a segment on its own. With own procedures, with policies, how to grow the business, etc.
That sounds super
interesting. Because usually, you know, the airline segment, it doesn't really belong anywhere, right? A lot of hotels don't handle it at all. Sometimes it's put within the corporate segment. Sometimes it's linked to leisure business. But there are not so many people really focusing on that segment. And this is what we definitely want to change.
Well, obviously, depends very much on the location of hotels, right? That are actually in need of airline business at the end of the day. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's certainly a field. I mean, I also know that from experience with a couple of the hotel groups that I've been working with, that airline business is usually something that has not been properly developed in order to also make a revenue impact for the hotel or for the hotels itself. And from that perspective, I'm super interested and we are super interested in hearing a bit more about what Groovy actually is. So from what I understand, Groovy is kind of positioned uniquely between that or in that intersection of airline and the hotel industry. So what basically inspired you to create such a platform and how does it address basically the specific needs of those sectors?
Yeah. So with all these years in the industry, I've seen, you know, the great potential of the segment, but at the same time, how hard it is to acquire that business. I mean, we talk about long Excel sheets, a lot of emails, and it's just very, labor intense. You always start from scratch again. Everybody is basically asking the same questions, but in a slightly different format. You put in a lot of work, but the conversion is rather low. Yeah. And basically, the starting point was then during COVID, when COVID hit. And basically, this was, for some hotels, it was the only business left. You know, the hotels were almost closed, but then the airlines had to secure their slots, so they kept on flying. Yeah. But they were under immense cost pressure. And that's why they all started to renegotiate the deals they had in place. So there was more work than ever in all manual with very reduced workforce on both sides. I mean, a lot of people were on short labor or kicked out completely. So there were simply not enough hands to handle all these new contracts. And this is where my co-founder Leonie came in, and she said, okay, this needs to change. We need to do this differently. There needs to be an automation. Who can handle all these manual processes? And if nobody else wants to do it, okay, then let's do it ourselves. This is basically how it started.
Okay. Well, that is super interesting. So, but let's also be clear about something. So basically, when we talk about airline business, we're talking about namely crew business that is being found and placed at hotels, then obviously via the platform that Crewe provides, right?
Exactly. This is the core of our platform. I'm not saying this is all we do, but this is really where we started from, you know, and this is what we focus on first.
Yeah. So could you walk us through the matching system basically that is behind Crewe? Because I would imagine that there would be some matching system behind it. So how does it enhance the process of finding and placing crew business for your hotel clients then? How does it work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically the starting point is that we have a database of 1.2 million hotels that are already preloaded on our platform with basic information. Yeah. So now all the hotels around the world are basically invited to update their profile and to show that they are interested in the airline business, what they are really looking for. Are they looking for rather smaller crews? Are they looking, can they accommodate a big crew? What are the benefits they offer to crews? So basically to put themselves a bit on the shelf and to show, okay, this is what we can do for you, dear airline partner. Please take a look at us. This is the simple message, you know, enhance your profile. There's a lot of data already on there, but, you know, make yourself visible and show your interest. And also what's very important these days more and more are all the sustainability efforts, of course. Yeah. So that's also something hotels can, you know, underline and stress that they're active because it's an important topic for the airlines. So basically this is, you know, the starting point from the hotel side. Pimp up your profile. Make yourself attractive for the airlines. That's basically on the one hand side. And then on the other hand, you have the airlines who usually spend a lot of time researching a new market. You know, they need to get a feeling of who are the players in the market, how tense is the market, what's the price level, who else is flying in, who am I competing with. So also airlines spend quite some time researching new markets. And in our tool now, they can, with a few clicks, basically put together a very simple short list because they can see, okay, these hotels are interested. These hotels have added a few more features. I can see they understand what I'm looking for. So with a few clicks, they can put in their criteria, driving distance, security features, crew experience, and can put together a short list. And that saves massive time, basically. And the beauty, just to add, the beauty for the hotels is that they have to enter the information only once. Okay. So once the profile is updated and everything is uploaded, it's visible for all the airlines. So it's not this annoying, okay, start from scratch again, pull up the Excel sheet. People have moved on in the hotels, so you need to research the information again. No, it's all in one place, all stored, ready to go.
Well, that's amazing. So basically, how we can imagine this is if an airline is looking for a hotel or four hotels, basically, to place their crews in, the airline will have some sort of, let's say, selection criteria that they are looking for within the platform. The other way around probably as well. So if hotels basically are looking for an airline that is probably ready to pay a specific rate, I would also imagine that this is part of the matching process, right? Because obviously from a, let's say from a revenue management perspective, you also want to make sure that the deal you're making is obviously also then sustainable, because it usually provides a good base business. But this is how it works, right? So basically you're looking at different filters, different criteria, and then you try and match them together.
Exactly. And this is, it's a very important point you mentioned. You know, of course, price is always the hot topic. Yeah. And for us, it's also a bit of a piece of education, because I know the reputation is sometimes, well, rather bad. You know, people say, oh, I don't want crew business. I don't need this. It's too cheap. Yeah. But this is not the whole story. You know, the market is so diverse. There are so many different airlines around the world. And of course, there are certain legacy carriers and they have massive crews. I mean, if we talk an A380, you need 80 rooms or so.
Yeah.
This is not the perfect piece of business for every hotel, obviously. But the massive, the market is so diverse. You have private jet, you have cargo, you have charter flights. And depending on the market, sometimes, well, they have to pay higher rates, right? They will not cancel a whole flight because hotels are too expensive to accommodate their crew. Yeah. So it always depends, and it would be way too easy to say, no, I don't want this because it's too cheap. My co-founder Leonie, she always says, well, there's a crew fit for every hotel. And there probably is, right? Because a corporate or a private jet crew, it's almost more like a corporate contract. You know, they don't have a fixed pattern. They negotiate a deal. And who would say no to a well-paying new corporate client? Nobody would turn down a new opportunity with a corporate who's paying good rates just because. So you know, it's also for us, it's a bit the task of educating some hotels who haven't had many touch points with that segment yet to say, well, there are so many opportunities. Just, you know, showcase what you have and then we will find the perfect match for you.
Wow. Could you share an early example of where the platform, let's say, probably improved efficiency for a hotel and obviously led to placing the right business?
Yeah, I think it happens all the time, to be honest, because, you know, it's the secret is really that you put in work once and then you are visible to different airlines, right? So we had a few tenders now going around the German market where, you know, we were sourcing hotels, for example, in Munich, and then hotels had updated their profile and within a few days they received various tenders. And then, of course, you know, it's a very quick fix. You have your basic information updated. You just look at the client-specific questions. Those could be, 10, 12 questions. So within minutes, the tender is answered. You're in the race, basically, because the work had been done before and it's all stored. And, you know, even if people change, because I think this is a massive problem in our industry, history gets lost. I can remember very well, you know, from my past job, we were chasing the information and then we said, oh, well, this person is gone and we cannot access the emails anymore. So we don't know what was quoted. Remember. So we have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
And now everything is in the system. You look at the history, you know, what went wrong last time. Maybe you learn from that. It's all stored and that improves efficiencies. And of course, you know, on the airline side, if they enter a new market, haven't had any touch points, then it's so easy, so super easy to get an overview and see, okay, who's there.
So, well, this is really a step forward kind of in creating efficiencies also in that whole RFP process, right? And I mean, we know that RFPs can be super complex, and you've also been explaining like how basically that RFP process works now. What would you say, like, how long does it take for, let's say, an airline basically to arrive at the conclusion of which hotel is the right one at the end of the day compared to how things were done previously? Because that's really the interesting part also, because you must be saving loads of time. Yeah.
Yeah. And realistically, nobody has time anymore for this, right? I mean, flight plans are changing. They're changing the type of planes, so they might need additional rooms or not. So in the old days, I think we looked at a maximum of 9 months between, you know, a new route being issued and then the first crew actually arriving in the hotel. And 9 months is just a time span that is well, it's impossible.
Crazy
these
long.
Days.
Yeah.
Right. and so now, I'm not saying it's from one day to the next, but you know, it's super easy. And still airlines then do site inspections, depending on whether the unions are involved. That will all still happen. But this whole phase of researching, identifying, let's say the top three hotels that are in the game, this is, well, this can happen within hours, basically, instead of weeks.
Wow. Yeah. Let's have a look at the impact on revenue management as well, because, I mean, still we're in a revenue management podcast, basically. But what would you say also with your experience, like in which kind of ways does Groovy basically influence revenue management strategies for the hotels where this kind of business is applicable then? Do you see any impacts on this?
Yeah, I think it just opens up, it opens new opportunities. I think this is the key thing, you know, because if you do a proper displacement, then in most cases, airline business is good business. I mean, again, you know, people talk about low rates, but when you really do a proper displacement and really analyze the case, the majority would fit. And again, you know, there are small ones and big ones, and just to have access to this wider range of clients helps a lot, you know, to balance, to set up your strategy, because realistically, nobody has the sales force anymore these days to tackle all these clients and to really evaluate the market. So with the data we provide, you really see, okay, what's my share? We will offer analysis to see, okay, where do you stand in the market? So we offer a lot of guidance and support. And then if you really want to actively work with the segment, you know, you can really use the data that's there and tackle the clients that fit your strategy. You don't need to go after everybody, but you can just say, okay, this is now what fits, you know, small crew, larger crew. This is the pattern I want. And I think there's a lot of education, let's say, that we can support with, because also on both sides, you know, airlines want to have people who understand their needs. They don't want to start from scratch.
Absolutely.
So it helps both ways, basically.
That's amazing. Like, it enables you as a hotel to start a bit on the term of cherry picking, if you want it like that. Like, if you're obviously requested by not only one airline, but by a couple of them. It really gives you a tool kind of that enables you to make the best kind of informed decision and then place the best business for your hotel. So, and that obviously also enables revenue management to go a step up. Cool.
Exactly.
Very nice. So, Svenja, what do you think are the future developments? What's to come from Groovy then? What are the next steps within the platform?
Well, we have new ideas every day, basically. And I think this is the biggest difference to working in a big corporation, because, you know, you get a new idea, you get it implemented within a week. And that's the beauty of it. I mean, as we said, we started with the classical crew contracts. This is, you know, the base. This is what we were focusing on. But of course, you know, when you look at the airline business holistically, there are other streams as well. There are also other client groups, definitely, also beyond airlines. So there's a lot to come. So stay tuned for next year
when
new features will be rolled out.
So then we're talking about layover business, matching functionalities, or what is that going to be?
Well, not going to talk about it quite yet.
You can't tell.
We will let you know.
Okay, perfect. So with your experience now, being at the top of Groovy and having co-founded that, which kind of insights would you be able to share with hotel and airline professionals about how to embrace that specific kind of technology or technology itself for better crew management and revenue outcomes?
Well, I just think there's no way around it, to be very honest. You know, we don't have the manpower anymore. Nobody has the big teams anymore that can sit there and fill in Excel sheets or do analysis and search for information. You know, even for auditing purposes, or, you know, how things have developed, who can now print emails and file all this information? It's just not, that's not this you know, today's world anymore.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that anyway.
And print also, emails. I think, yeah, well, but it happens, right? I mean, look at audit. No, seriously, I was a bit shocked. But, you know, you asked some clients for their auditing purposes, and it is indeed, you know, printing emails, filing them to show that, you know, everything was compliant, there was no bribery, etc.
Crazy.
It is. It's amazing what's out there. Yeah. And also I'm thinking, you know, to attract suitable talent, we need to show that, you know, we've moved on. We have really cool tools in place. There are really interesting jobs in this industry, and you need to master new technology to really focus on value adding tasks. You know, nobody wants to do these boring admin jobs anymore, I assume. So also with that, you know, with that message to say, well, this is, it's really a cool industry and you can have an influence on what's happening. Yeah. And I think technology helps. This is, or it's the foundation for all of that. It's needed.
Amazing. I'm with you. I'm with you. So Svenja, I think that's been super interesting to get a look into Kruvy as a platform. And also thanks for your opinions and your expertise. And thanks for joining the podcast. So thank you very much.
Amazing. Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure.
Any last words from your side?
Well, I just invite everybody to take a look at our platform. All the hotel colleagues listening, take the time to update your profile and just open the doors to new opportunities.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Office Hours, the Revenue Management Podcast.